You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Oh, y'all, come on, let's praise him in here. Y'all say y'all need a blessing, right? This song's for you.
Your blessing is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. If you hold out and keep the faith, your blessing is on its way. Tell us, your blessing is
on its way. Come on, y'all.
Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave. You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Let me tell you, he's an old time. is running, looking for a place to hide. Look at here.
You can have your money.
I want Jesus by my side. The stock markets are falling. Bill collectors are calling.
The children won't obey.
Seems like nobody wants to pray.
I need a house of refuge
and a place of safety.
Yeah.
I need a house of refuge and a place of safety.
Rock.
that I told you, that I told you, I told you that I'm too close.
Remember that I told you this. Don't you know I hurt you?
song I'm getting ready to sing is very personal to me. You might not like the phrase, but that's where the song goes. It says, me, my God, and I.
Bye. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for light day and dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, you receive it. You can feel it. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got faith. If you feel alone, he's a waymaker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Well, you got it.
Come on, you want some of this?
You're in the mix with the anointed one.
Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise! Everybody, come on. Find yourself some place and dance before the Lord. Don't listen.
I will sing.
Nothing. This passion in my soul. So I'll be gone. Even more, yeah.
Even more undignified.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, I'll be gone. Even more, oh yeah. Come on, let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
Give it up. And I'll become even more undignified.
It's an undignified praise. It's an undignified praise. Undignified praise. Clap, 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 clap your hands.
Tell you today,
come on, Jesus,
save my name. be glad to shake her hand. I got brothers over there to wait for me, Lord. No more hollering and pain, Lord. That's why I say it. Come on, Jesus.
Check us out on Facebook.
Lord, if you need Explosive Mix.
Tell me where it hurts, and I'll fix it. I am the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me. Tell me where it hurts, and I'll fix it. I am the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me.
Clap your hand again, everybody. Come on. Woo!
How many know prayer changes things? Come on, clap your hand like you really mean it. I was headed for destruction, yes, my life was all gone up. I could feel it in my spirit, the more she lifted me up. I'm a living witness, how great it filled my cup. I know what I can do.
I know what I can do.
I know what I can do.
I know what
I can do. Said I know what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do.
I'm back over my life, see where the Lord has brought me from. I throw up over my head and I say, thank you, Lord. Oh,
Jesus, you saved my soul.
And you made me whole. I'm so glad. Oh, Jesus,
you saved my soul.
And you made me whole.
Jesus, you made me whole.
I got another one I got to tell y'all. Listen. One of these mornings, and it won't be long, you're gonna look for me, and I'll be gone. I'm going up to heaven. I'm gonna sing and shout. Be nobody there to turn me out. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you
good God Almighty,
soul.
Yeah. And you made me whole.
Jesus, you made me whole.
Somebody here can say that. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you saved my soul.
You made me whole.
Jesus, you made
listen
me
here.
Whole.
You saved me. My body,
you saved me,
and not my soul.
You saved me.
I'm glad tonight.
You saved me.
I'm glad tonight.
You saved me.
You saved me.
I wanna thank you, Jesus.
I wanna thank you, Lord.
I wanna thank you, Jesus.
I wanna thank you for what you're doing in my life.
I wanna thank you, Jesus.
God, I feel all right, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Turn me around. I'm so glad. Yeah. Anybody there glad? If you're glad, let me hear you say, yeah. I'm so glad. He's all right. God is all right. He's all right. Yeah. Every chance I get, I'm gonna tell the world that he's all right. And he's all right. Have you made a way out of nowhere? You ought to thank the Lord for what he's doing in your life. I'm glad today. Lord, I'm so glad today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And they would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today. Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh, God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember, I remember, I remember. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed, stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need, I don't need, I don't need, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead the blood, 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 the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We
Jesus, have your way, Lord, have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing. And it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our road to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, this is just for the real faith walkers. In advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance, we release a praise that makes the devil mad. We release a shout that makes walls fall down. We release the praise. Open your mouth. Future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I said let everything. You're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body, blood flowing through your veins, heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory. Let the grateful people shout thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready. Slap three people high five and say, I'm going to get mine today. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Put somebody on the other side and hear that weed check just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. My. Hey. Come on, sound the war cry. Hey. 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 Oh, Lord. Hey.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get Sway.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. And I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the God that loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to go on the cross for us. And not only did He go on the cross, He came and He walked and He set the example for each of us. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for how He watched over us as we slept on last night. He had His angels encamped round about us because He loved. And I tell God thank you. Might have been those that didn't live to see today, but God knew what He was doing in the name of Jesus. And I tell God thank you. Who wouldn't serve a God that tell us in His word that we can cast all of our cares upon Him, because He careth for us? Then He went on to say, I would never, ever leave you or forsake you. There have been days that I know we have walked away from Him, but He never deserted us. He was always there. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, we thank you for all things that you are doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that you are Alpha and Omega. I thank you that you are the great I Am. I thank you that you are our healer. I thank you that you are our deliverer. I thank you that you are the miracle worker, God. Father God, I thank you that you are the God that when we were yet sinners, you loved us. And I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that leads and guides every day in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being the God that knew we were going to need an intercessor, knew that we would need someone to come to you on our behalf. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for being the forgiving God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that looks beyond our faults and see our need. Father God, I thank you for being the God that would chasten us when we are wrong in the name of Jesus, and you do it with love, God. Father God, I thank you for all things, dear God. Father God, touch those that are in the hospital, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your healing power. I speak your miracle-working power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch their bodies right now, God. Oh, Father God, lead and guide your doctors and your nurses, God. Lead and guide every worker that's in the hospital, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them your heart. Give them your mind, God. Let them do it your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that that are incarcerated, God. I ask in your son Jesus' name that you deliver them in the name of Jesus. Give them your heart and your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are homeless, God, I ask you to provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch our children and their children, God, and their children, God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to break Ishandarobashata, Igorobashay, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get glory, God. Oh, Father God, I lift up married couples to you. Bring them closer together, God, in the name of Jesus. You ordain marriage, God, and I ask you to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch your pastors, your apostles, God, your teachers, your evangelists, your prophets, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power. Let them stand on your word. Let them live your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, just continue to bless, God. Continue to move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for this time, God. I tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for all things great and small. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for all things. I can never ever thank him enough. When I get up in the morning, I'm thanking him all during the day. I'm thanking God for what he is doing, how he extends life, how he gives life, how he heals, how he keeps his word. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I want to encourage you to serve the true and living God. As we come at Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come and worship with us. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. We don't have Bible study, but we ask you to go into the Word of God wherever you are. And on the third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. After you pray, you can leave or you can stay. But we tell God thank you. And I thank God for all that I see him doing in the name of Jesus. And as we live the word of God and do the word of God, it's a blessing. And on June the 1st, we will be going to Deliverance House of Prayer to bring the word for Apostle Sherry Williams' Pastoria anniversary. We ask you to come and go with us. If you can't go, be in prayer for us. And we tell God thank you. As we come back again to teach the word of God. Because one thing that I do know, that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. And it's fascinating, and it makes me want to study the word even the more, to see how Jesus was in the beginning, but he wasn't born until later. That lets me know that we serve a powerful God. And the Holy Ghost was manifested on man in the New Testament, but the Holy Ghost was, the Spirit of God was going to and fro when God created the heavens and the earth. And I tell y'all, God, thank you. And as you study the word and you begin to get an understanding of who God is, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the God of Jacob, that he's not only his God, but our God, the God that sits high and the God that looks low, the God that is a deliverer, the God that is the miracle worker, the God that loves and cares about all mankind. I tell God, thank you. We've been talking about what it means to love like Jesus. And I find that as we follow Jesus, and we have the mind of Christ, we adapt and we take up his characteristics and we do what he does. If we are following Christ Jesus, if we are following Jesus, you're going to find that you love the same way that he loves. Our love is not good enough. It's not strong enough. But we have to love with the love of Jesus Christ, and I tell God thank you, because seem like everywhere that Jesus went, the enemy was coming against him. But Jesus with his sweet self always had a word to give unto man, to let them know that no, you can't go on what your father said, but I gotta do what my father say to do. I tell God, thank you, that if we love like Jesus loved, we are doing what he has called us to do. As we love the way that Jesus loved, you know that you can love your enemy as well as your friend. It's easy to love your friend, but you got to love your enemy just as well. And when we talk about love, we look at God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We find that when it comes to love, that Jesus was one that had the undiscriminating love, that he loved just because. He didn't just love those who was like him, but he loved all mankind. And as sons of God, we gotta love all mankind. To love like Jesus means that we can't be selective. We can't just love those that we go to the house of God with. We can't just love our family. But we gotta love all of mankind. I don't love sin. And guess what? Jesus didn't love sin. But he loved mankind with his whole heart. He didn't show favoritism. I tell God thank you. Those that sin, he loved, and he lived a righteous life in front of them. And I tell God thank you, as sons of God, we are to treat people with dignity and respect. Yes, we do. I can't show respect to this group and not respect that group. Because guess what? If we can only respect those that are saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, we got to be the light that draw those that are not saved. We got to give them the word so they know that God is our Heavenly Father, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. We got to be that example for mankind. And as we are that example, we're going to find that as God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, we got to let the sinner know, he died for me, he died for you. If you will confess your sins and turn unto him, that will encourage them. If God saved her, God saved him. And if God forgave them, surely he will forgive me. Yes, he will. We got to be the example. Remember that we are children of the King. As we love God, and he has loved us. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 16 say, God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. I tell God thank you because he don't have love just for a select few, but he loves us all. And I'm so glad that he loves because he's not one that pick out the rich and the famous, but he loves the humble and the poor just as well. To love, what does it mean to love like Jesus Christ? As we come back and teach, listen to this. It said, we must not equate love with complete acceptance of everything someone does. As we look at the Word of God, Jesus didn't tolerate sin. No, he didn't. He didn't like deception. Nor was he buddy pals with false followers. Remember, those same ones that was saying, Lord, Lord, was the ones that ended up saying, crucify him, crucify him. But I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, that he already knew what was going to take place. As we look at the word of God, Jesus did not tolerate sin. He did not like deception. And as sons of God, we can't compromise and give in to sinful things. Yes, we gotta love with the love of the Lord, but we cannot be a part of sin. Have you ever told somebody you know they were sinning and what they were doing was wrong? And you go, I understand. I know why you're doing it. Well, when you always try to come up with an excuse for that sin. You try to justify that sin. As men and women of God, as Jesus hated sin. And I tell my people, there's no big sin. There's no little sin. Sin is sin and righteousness is righteousness. I can't just tell you. I got to apply the word to me first and foremost. As we look at sin, sin is not a characteristic of our Heavenly Father, his son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not like sin. As we look at the word of God, Matthew 23, verses 13, there were those around God, son Jesus, who claimed to love him, but they didn't love him. They loved their lives and their stuff more than they did him. I tell God, thank you. If we look at verse 13, it says, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that are entering to go in. When he said, woe unto them, I tell God, thank you, that Jesus didn't stand for sin. Listen to this. It said they were directed against the religious leaders and false teachers who had rejected at least part of the revealed word of God. See, these Pharisees and scribes said they believed in the word of God, that they lived the word of God, but when they won't live in it, Jesus knew. He called them hypocrites. Why? Because they were saying one thing and they were doing another thing. We can't serve two masters. When we serve the true and living God, we only serve him with our whole hearts. When we read the word of God, we are doers of the word of God. We don't take the word of God and put our own meaning to it. We do what the word of God say to do. I tell God, thank you. We can't take the word of God and give it our own ideas. We got to go by the word of God as it is written. And I tell God, thank you. And guess what, babies? We can't give it our own interpretations either. If we don't have an understanding, the word of God tells us if we lack wisdom, ask him, and he will give us an understanding of his word. As we look at this scripture, we see that they didn't go into the temple themselves because they had their own way of doing things. And as we have our own way, we're not doing what God say to do. As we look at the word of God, as the body of Christ, we that say we love God, we have to come together in unity. We have to share the spirit of the true and living God. We gotta live a holy life. I can't just take the word of God and give it my meaning. I tell God, thank you, because I got an understanding. Because when I don't understand, I go to my Heavenly Father and ask him to pour wisdom and understanding into me. Because I don't want to lead anybody astray. As a son of God that loves like he loves, we are going to inquire of God. And I tell God, thank you. And as sons of God, you got to be aware there are false teachers out here. There are false prophets out here. But when you have a true relationship with God and you're walking in the righteousness of God, you will know who you are in the midst of. The word said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven. We got to give people the word of God so they can go to see Jesus in peace. And as we study the word of God and we apply the word of God to our lives, we're going to stand on the word. As pastors, prophets, teachers, apostles, evangelists, we can't sugarcoat the word just to keep people around us, just to keep people in the house. But we got to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ, the way that he gives it, if we truly want to love the way that he loved. As Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, he did it because he knew they weren't standing on the word and giving the word according to the Holy Ghost of God. But I tell God, thank you, that as he is God, and he is the Son of God, And the Holy Ghost is there to lead and to guide us. We say we're loving like Jesus. We don't want anybody to be lost. I want everybody to see Jesus in peace. That's why you got to know that you know who Jesus is. As sons of God, that's living the word, we got to give the word according to the will of God. And if you are not, and you are distorting the word of God, you are causing people not to enter the kingdom of heaven if Jesus would come for them. And that blood is going to be required unto your hands. I tell God, thank you, that when you stand on the word of God, you impart the word of God truthfully. Because remember, he said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. I tell God, thank you. As a believer of God, be very, very careful to study your word, to stand on the word. And I always tell the babies, as I'm reading, you make sure you read along with me. It's important. And one thing we have is, if you have a different version of the Bible, let people know what version you're reading out of, because it's different than the King James Version. I don't want anybody to be lost. We're talking about loving like Jesus. Jesus taught in a way that all mankind could get an understanding. He went on to say in Matthew 7, verse 21, I tell God, thank you for the word. Matthew 7, verse 21, it said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I tell God, thank you, because if you're not a true man or woman of God, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Listen to this. It said, Jesus emphatically taught that carrying out the will of his heavenly Father was a condition of entering the kingdom of heaven. As you are obedient to the will of God through his son Jesus is one way of ensuring that you will have salvation. And I tell God, thank you. When we are obedient to God, and we do things according to his will and his way, it pleases God that we don't lean to our own understanding. If you are not doing things the way that God's words say to do and doing his will, he already let us know that we shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we are capable of doing God's will and living a righteous life, then we will get to see him in peace. Can't be for him today and be for Satan tomorrow and the next day. As Joshua said, we got to choose who we are going to serve. And when we choose to serve the true and living God and his son Jesus and do his will, and his way. We're going to love the way that he loves. We won't do it by our love, but by the love of God. When we love like Jesus, we're going to stand on the word and live that word. When we come back, we're still going to be talking about how to love like Jesus. It's more than a hug, and it's more than a peck on the cheek, but it comes from the heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Tonight, he changed me, oh Lord. want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I'm not the same thing no more.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across.
across the doorposts.
To tell you it won't last always. Won't come when you want,
but he's on time.
Fire get hot,
put it out.
We think May and June for night, keep the faith. He did it before, he'll do it again now. Yeah. Restore to you everything that was
taken.
Bye.
calling me out of the dark. And I cannot whisper the way what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation. My anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word.
Come on, can we lift that up together?
Wind, listen to the sound. Power on my,
yeah.
Jesus broken.
Yeah.
He has never lost a battle.
broken girl. He has never lost battle. Who are you, great mountain? You should not follow Jesus. He has never lost battle. The one who has conquered it all. I'm seated in heavenly places with the one who has conquered it all. I'm seated in heavenly places with the one who has. You name it, he overcame it. I am seated with the one who has. Doesn't matter the sickness or the struggle.
Thank you. Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on in there, 'cause prayer will. Daddy, I know it's rough, but you got a secret weapon, just pray about it. Get down on your knees and begin to talk God and say, here I am, Lord, take my hand and lead me on and help me to stand. Oh yeah. There's one thing about prayer that'll move heaven and earth. Something about prayer that will change things. Can I get somebody out there that done tried prayer? And no prayer will. Prayer heal your body. I know that prayer will. Prayer brought me over. Prayer pulled me through.
Up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
But tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord,
I'm on you.
Let me say it one more time and I'll go ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me
that Joan,
Jesus will always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone.
Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending.
I got a true story that I would love to tell you about a close friend of mine. We used to walk together. We used to talk together. And most of all, we used to pray together. And we found Jesus together. And one day, we grew up. And we decided to leave home. And the sad part about it, children, my friend went astray. And one day, he got sick. He had turned his back on God. So I found out that he was in the hospital lying on his bed of affliction. So I went around to the hospital and I walked in the room and these are the words I said to him. I told him about prayer. Prayer changes things. Do you believe that, Christians? And I told him, even though he have strayed away, you know you never get too far away from God. You can always talk to him in secret prayer. And you know what? He'll welcome you home. And I want to say, right here,
come on home.
Come on home.
Come on home.
I told my friend this.
Come on home.
I told him to come home.
Come on home.
And wait a minute, fellas. It's one more thing. He said, Tommy, he said, I know I haven't been good. So I told him, don't feel that way. I said, all you got to do is have a little faith about the size of a mustard seed. And everything will be all right. And I talked with him a while and I began to think about how good God is. Oh, it was sad. Tears begin to lock under his cheek. And I got ready to walk out the hospital. And I stop and I look back and you know what I told him? I told him, God,
somebody out there.
way. But if you trust in the Lord, He can fix it all. Moving your storms for brighter days. All you gotta do is just stay there and watch Him move. He's gonna bless you. But you can bear. But before you pick up the pills, what you need to do is kill. He'll show you he cares. But oh, what you gonna do is just stay there and watch him move. My God is gonna bless you.
House of refuge tonight.
You can have your money,
but I won't. Jesus by my side. The stock markets are falling, bills collectors are calling.
Children want no pay.
When you get on the rock,
get on the rock.
What you need to do,
get on the rock.
You need to rock,
rock on the rock.
If you look around,
rock on the rock.
Somebody is rocking,
rock on the rock.
Rocking on the rock,
rock on the rock.
You can clap your hands,
rock on the rock.
Everything is all right,
rock on the rock.
Somebody wanna know,
rock on the rock.
Who my rock really is,
rock on the rock.
I wanna tell y'all tonight,
rock on the
rock. Who my rock. You can shout on the rock.
Get on the
you
rock.
Don't have to worry about falling.
Get on the rock.
Good God Almighty.
Get on the rock.
I wish I had somebody.
Get on the rock.
That would get on the rock.
Get on the rock.
You know what you need to do here.
Get on the rock.
You need to look at somebody.
Get on the rock.
And you need to tell them.
Get on the rock.
When the storm comes and the wind blows, I'm gonna stand on the rock.
Tell you again,
who my rock is. Oh, my rock.
My rock
in touch with God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one Wordjet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and for the very best in quartet music right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's quartet music. Say what? We can do that too. That's contemporary music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
If you don't mind.
Looking for a word from the Lord? Join evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. You can also join them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. On Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. On Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Apostle Monica Bale with Tapping Into Power radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church located at 13 Heat Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And you can join them on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you're looking for a word and you are ready to be blessed with these awesome men and women of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tune in on our website at NFIRadio.com or our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or you can call 347-215-8049.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Playing in the hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep, yep.
You're rocking with the best.